the 114th time, the tradition continues. It will be a game unlike any other in college athletics. Army and Navy on the gridiron. The head football coach at the Naval Academy, Kenny Amatalolo, joins us now. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Brett, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How has this week gone for you compared to other Army-Navy weeks so far?
Well, you know, like everybody else, you know, in the country, especially on the East Coast, we're dealing with the weather. But, you know, Lincoln Financial Field is not in the dome, so we got to get ready for the weather.
Yeah, I don't know if Army and Navy would ever be comfortable to watch inside somewhere.
You're probably right, Brett. It wouldn't be the same.
Going back to last year's game, I think anyone who saw that game on television, was there in person, was completely struck by the drama of it. I would rank it up there, Coach Niumatalolo, as one of the most dramatic sporting events I've ever seen. The raw emotion of it all. The Mids, of course, come out on top, but a fumble, an incredible game by Army, and what a close contest, the way Army-Navy should be. How long did it take you to really grasp what happened that game a year ago, looking back on it, and just the swing of it all?
Well, we felt very fortunate to come out of there with the victory. You know, I was very proud of the way our guys hung in there. You know, Army had that late drive going on at the end of the game. But I thought our kids showed great composure at the end of the game. Fortunately, we were able to get a fumble recovery there at the end. But those games are definitely not good on the heart. You know what I mean? Those are those take some years off your life.
I would say last year was the biggest indication, more so than any in recent memory, that Army's made significant progress. Do you feel that way? Not just because of that game, but overall as a program, that Army is somewhat at least closing the gap to Navy?
Oh, I think so. I think Coach Ellerson, who I know very well, is as good a football coach as there is in the country. You know, I know how smart he is, and he's as good as a schematic coach as there is in the country. And so they've done a great job in recruiting. He's done a great job in the program, and we recognize that, you know, we're going to be in for another battle this game.
Three wins in a row for the midshipmen, all really impressive, by the way. I was at the South Alabama game after South Alabama made it very close early. Navy kind of ran away with it. Is this the best football your team has played all year?
At this point, you know, we're playing pretty well, you know, as a team. You know, and I think we saw, you know, how good South Alabama is when they, you know, just took it to Louisiana Lafayette, who ended up winning the Sun Belt and got after them pretty well. That, you know, we've been playing pretty well as of late. Unfortunately, we've had this layoff. But, you know, at the ending part of the year, we're playing pretty good.
I would highly recommend to anyone who has not seen this Navy offense play or seen quarterback Keenan Reynolds play, it is worth seeing. They run together like a well-oiled machine. He's a very special player to come Navy's way. Can you kind of describe what separates him to other quarterbacks you've had? And you've had really good ones. I mean, legitimate, really good, top-notch quarterbacks. But what makes Keenan Reynolds so special?
Well, Ricky Dobbs and Chris McCoy are the best quarterbacks that, you know, I've been around. But I think when I think about this, I think about what Steve Mariucci said, you know, some years back on Tom Brady, that everybody at the combine, you know, tested his 40 and his vertical and his bench press, but they forgot to crack open his heart, you know, his chest, and look at his heart and look at his brain. And I think that's what separates Keenan. You know, I mean, you look at him, he's 5'9 and maybe 3/4, maybe 185 pounds, but he's as smart and as tough as a football player that I've been around.
Kenny Amatalolo, the head football coach at the Naval Academy, with us here on WBAL. What does this game mean to you, Coach?
What's everything? It's our number one goal. You know what I mean? It's a lot of sleepless nights getting ready for this game. It's, you know, every year in off season you prepare, trying to see what you can do to make sure you're ready to beat your rival. And when this game finally gets here in the second week of December, you know, all arrows point to trying to find a way to get a W, because it's, for our program, it's our number one goal every year.
And I know you have a big bowl game coming up that you're not thinking about at all right now, but Army-Navy to me means goodbye to the seniors. How emotional is it for any senior class on either side, win, lose, or draw, after this one's over?
You're exactly right, Brett. There's a lot of tears in the locker room, you know what I mean? And we've won, you know, the last couple games, and there's, even with that said, there's a ton of tears in the locker room because there's a finality to it. Our guys recognize that their football careers are coming to an end. You know, the opportunities to put on the helmet and the shoulder pads are coming to an end. So, you know, there's great emotion involved with this game.
And this question may sound just ridiculous to you, and I'm sure it is, and to our listeners out there, but because it's been such an incredible streak, Navy going for a series record 12th straight win over Army. Does it devalue the game in any way in your mind?
No, it's still the same. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Brett, I think what we've tried to do is not even think of the streak. You know, all we talk about is getting ready for December 14th, you know, 2013, and try to get ready for this game, this Army team, our Navy football team, and not worry about what has happened in the past, because really those other games in the past that have no bearing on the outcome of this game. And, you know, that's always been our approach, and I think the game is still a very, very special football game.
It is an historic run by the midshipmen in this game. It's a game unlike any other. Navy and Army at Lincoln Financial Field. Coach Neil Mottolillo, we really do appreciate the broadcast is coming up tomorrow on BAL. Thank you so much, Coach Neil Mottolillo.
Hey, Brett, always good talking to you.
And best of luck. And we'll come back with more next here on BAL.